hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, January 30th, 2008 edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your sit-in host, Michael Herzog, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller. And as I mentioned on my show when I started, John's been out with, I think it's the flu. He's evidently pretty under the weather. And, you know, if you're listening, John, I got to tell you, you need to start taking some Cardivite, you know, or some Immunité or some of this stuff that I take, because I was on an airplane coming back from Minneapolis Monday with three guys that were sick all around me, okay, and I didn't get sick, knock on wood, because I think it's the Cardivite that does it. I think it's the Immunité, and if you would grab some of those supplements and take it, you know, maybe you wouldn't have the flu right now, because we need you on the air. You're more politically inclined than me, so that's to my friend John Stadtmiller. Anyway, what I want to cover, by the way, I'm going to open up the phone lines. It'll be an open lines Wednesday, and you can give me your input on this. But I wanted to touch, folks, on this Wesley Snipes trial that just ended. And I guess, you know, the jury has convened on this. And I, you know, I read just a little excerpt on it. I'm going to read it to you. But what I find interesting about this is it looks like Wesley Snipes' defense is what I've been talking about here on a couple of different shows. I had a listener of mine up in Oregon, Eastern Oregon, Don Hoppe, that sent me a reams worth of information on this contract law, which goes back to the bankruptcy of 1933, and it starts talking about performance bonds and that sort of thing. And interestingly enough, I had Sherry Jackson on my show last week, and she tells me even though she's convicted, they put in a motion for a new trial based upon the proof that a number of IRS agents got on the witness stand and lied. She has sent some stuff off to the court under the same premise. And I'm going to read this to you with on the situation with Wesley Snipes, and it looks like what his defense is the same thing that Sam Kennedy's talking about. And I'm going to follow this. I'm real curious to see what happens. What's interesting, I find, about this whole thing is that we did hear mainstream corporate reporting on the Irwin Schiff trial, the Dick Simcannon trial, if I recall, Sherry Jackson. But we're not hearing anything about this one. And I'm wondering if, indeed, this particular one is getting too close to the wizard's curtain, if you know what I mean. Now, I got an email from Sam Kennedy, last night? And it's a transcript of his last show, which I believe was Saturday. And I'd recommend, folks, if you have the opportunity, to go in and look at the archive or listen to the archive of Sam Kennedy's show. And he talks about this very thing with being convicted or standing before the court and asserting your authority as a sentient man. And again, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out with me on that, but there's a lot of evidence that points to the fact that we may just be getting very close to the wizard's curtain, henceforth the reason there's an intense media blackout on Wesley Snipes' trial. They don't want us to know. And you can bet that if he's by chance found not guilty, that one's going to be buried as well. Anyway, I believe I hear the music coming up. Maybe I don't hear the music. Do I hear the music? Yes, I do. All right, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller of National Intel Report. I'm going to read this on Wesley Snipes when I get back. Stick with me. Phone lines will be open 800-319. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller, and I really do hope John gets well soon. He's evidently pretty sick. I know it came on him, I think it was last Friday he did cash flow, and then he had to bail, and I wound up doing his show Friday as well. So whatever it is, it's not isolated, though, because one of our board operators has it. Looks like there's a lot of sickness going around. Anyway, I wanted to get back to this Wesley Snipes trial that just ended, and it's evidently it's in the jury's hands right now. And, you know, to bring you up to speed on it, after he was indicted over a year ago, Wesley Snipes had his day in court last week, and literally it was just one day. After speculation about what celebrities were going to arrive in Florida for his trial on Monday, and that was last Monday, the defense team rested and they called no witnesses. The trial was short and greatly overlooked by the mainstream media, as well as the alternative media, which is interesting because last week there were reports, about a 600-page letter that Snipes allegedly wrote after being indicted. Since then, the truth has become more clear, and the letter was actually 28 pages with a 600-page attachment, including the book, An Investigation into the Meaning of the Term United States. In the letter, Snipes is reported as saying that he had no ill intent, but clearly felt that the IRS did. The IRS deceives people to, quote, terrorize, enslave, rape, or pillage taxpayers, unquote. But the letter reveals much more. He claims, now get this, folks, and this is what I'm talking about with Sam Kennedy, Ralph Winterode, another host on the network. Randy Kelton is looking into this as well, from what I understand. Don Hoppe sent me a lot of information on this. The letter reveals much more. He claims, and this is Wesley, he claims that his name is not Wesley Trent Snipes, all capital letters, but it is Wesley Trent Snipes, capital W, capital T, capital S, with the rest being small letters. He even stated that he has no Social Security number and no tax ID number. Now, these moves are foreign to a lot of people, including myself, until I started researching this. But to some, i.e. Randy Kelton, Don Hoppe, and Ralph Winterode, but to some, it is the biggest leap toward freedom that any man could make. And it is likely the reason that this trial has been ignored. Remember, we've seen nothing of that. I've seen nothing of this on mainstream. Of course, I don't watch TV, but I'll get out and about or I'll watch clips, and I've seen nothing about it. Now, people are fighting the system by dropping out of it. And when our names appear in all capital letters, it is not actually our name, but a government-created corporation, cleverly disguised to resemble our names. We all participate in this illusion, like when we accept credit cards and state-issued IDs. But Wesley Snipes seems to have stopped participating, and that became unacceptable to the IRS. On Tuesday, the court heard the closing arguments, and Wednesday, a jury will decide if Snipes is guilty on the 6 counts of failing to file tax returns, 2 of fraudulently claiming tax refunds, and 1 of conspiracy to defraud the government. Did you know that he is facing 16 years in prison, folks? The most interesting comments yesterday came from Snipes in a People magazine article. Unbelievably so. When asked if he plans on paying his taxes when the trial is over, Snipes told People he remains confused as to what the IRS wants of him. He says, "I've always been paying my taxes, and I've always tried to comply," he said. "The question is, did they tell you what you're supposed to do to comply? We should be able to go to our government and get clear answers." And with that, I agree. So it'll be interesting to see what the jury does in this particular trial. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a call, and then I'm going to tell you of an experience that I had yesterday on the telephone with none other than an IRS agent for about 40 minutes. But first, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Michael. And hi. First of all, I want to say you're doing a great job taking over for John.
Thank you.
And this Wesley Snipes trial, I find it really kind of interesting because every year at this time of year, and if you do a LexisNexis search, you'll find it true, there's always a high-profile tax case this time of year that comes in front of the American people, and they do it on purpose.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Steve, because if I recall, and this has been going on for, I believe, a little more than a year with Wesley Snipes, and they literally kidnapped Eddie Kahn, who is the, I guess, the mentor to Wesley as far as the education that Wesley got in this matter. And, yes, I believe that they, at one point in time, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw a snippet, maybe it was on Irwin Schiff's website or something, where they had postponed his trial. And, yes, they most likely did it deliberately, and I think they did the same thing with Dixon Cannon and Larkin Rose, didn't they?
Yep, and they did it with Joe Bannister. All of these people, their tax trials come up around January and February when all of the forms are getting mailed out from the federal government. It never fails. It happens every time. They do this every year. I've been looking into this for the last 8 years or so. And they, every time they do it, it's like clockwork. It's incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really interested to see the outcome of this because I've been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes research, as has evidently now from what I understand from Sherry Jackson. She's been doing the same on this all capital letters thing. And I'll tell you what, I looked at this a few years ago and I thought, oh, that's crazy. You know, this is stupid. You know, how would anybody, you know, think that all capital letters would mean anything? But as I peeled away the onion, and after Don Hoppe had sent me the information and I looked at it, I took another look, then I started looking back and researching the bankruptcy of 1933 and the fact that, and this is a fact, I mean, it's in its historical record in the, I don't remember what number of Congress it was, but the United States government is a corporation, we know that. They are the receiver, if you will, the bankruptcy trustee for the Federal Reserve, and the IRS is a collection arm of the Federal Reserve, which is instructed and paid by the United States government as the trustee for the collections. So these are all facts, okay? I have documented that. You know, so as this goes on, and what my fear is, as far as the jury is concerned, if this argument was brought to trial under this premise, it's going to go over the jury's head just like it even went over my head a few years ago. But, you know, as you have to continue to peel away the layers of this onion, Steve, to find out that there really is indeed evidence to back this up.
There is, but the problem with it is when you go to courts, especially when it comes to tax laws, and I've seen this happen. Joe Bannister was lucky enough. You know, there were a lot of other people that were lucky enough. Every once in a while, a trial goes through. There's a judge that is fair and imbalanced. I mean, he's there to fair and balanced, let's put it that way, not imbalanced. But for the most part, these federal judges have the IRS coming after them if they allow a fair trial. They're not going to let the Constitution into their courtroom.
Well, and it's interesting. Yeah, well, let me stop you. It's interesting that you say that because I know that that's – I can't remember the name of the judge that was over the Irwin Schiff trial. But he came out and said that exactly in court, that he's not going to allow the Constitution in his courtroom. Well, that being said, if a judge says something like that, that's a big red flag. And that should tip us off that there's something else going on here. And so from what I'm looking at, Steve, and you follow along with me here for a minute, I'm looking at the distinct possibility of a complete and total parallel set of laws, i.e. under the UCC code. And when these people go in naively and they're arguing the Constitution, that's exactly the trap that they've set, that they want them to fall into, because as this judge in the Irwin Schiff trial and also the Sherry Jackson trial said, that they don't allow the Constitution in their courtroom. And if you've been listening to my show, I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on my show last week. And Sherry Jackson came on at the final segment of my first half hour, and she posed that question to Judge Napolitano, who's supposed to be a fair and unbiased judge. And I'll tell you what, he danced all over that and made a quick exit off my show. So that's very curious.
Yeah, well, as Mr. Russo said in his Freedom to Fascism, we are a fascist state. The government is in bed with business, so we are really under commercial law. And that being said, there's no chance that the Constitution or you have to go at this as commercial law. You have to get a background in commercial law in order to win anything. And that's the problem that most of these people, when they go in there with the Constitution in their hand, that's the problem that they run into. We're not a constitutional republic anymore.
Well, right. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are a fascist state, and the Constitution is not in effect.
Right.
And
but
we might as well figure, too, if we are we really free if the federal government uses their guns at our heads in order to, make their laws stick to us. That's the big question. All taxation is theft, no matter what.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And what I see as I continue to investigate this is the entire court system is nothing more than a stage, and all of the professionals, i.e. members of the bars, are actors on this stage. And when you submit, which is exactly what you do when you hire an attorney, which is a member of their club, you stand down. You understand and you allow them to play their game at your expense. You want to hang around for a minute? You're welcome to, Steve. We've got to take a break. This is Michael Herzog standing in for an ailing John Statman of the National Intel Report. We've got more on this when we get back, plus some other stuff about the Florida primaries. Be back in three. Stick with me. Michael Herzog.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stabler on the National Intel Report. We're talking about this Wesley Snipes trial. I've got Steve on the line. Steve, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, well, first of all, that I predict that the Wesley Snipes trial, he'll be found guilty. He'll be going to prison. The justice system is, we might as well call it the injustice system. And then I just also want to say, too, that, you know, I've been telling people about Ron Paul because he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve, the income tax. He wants to get rid of the IRS. But when you tell people this, this is just to show you how cornswoggled people are. You tell we want to get rid of it, and they'll say, you're nuts. You're crazy. It's never going to happen. This guy, you know, he's a kook. And it happens every time when you tell people about that because they've lived with this system for so long, they can't picture the freedom, the liberty that we would have when we don't have a federal government with their guns at our head saying, you've got to pay.
Well, actually, it's nothing more than a safety valve for them. It pays interest on the national debt. But, yes, these people have been ingrained all their lives with this income tax, which is anything less than freedom. And even in Bush's Lie to the Union address, he was talking about, you know, the tax incentives and the making these tax cuts permanent because it boosts the economy. Well, hello, get a grip. Get rid of the income tax and watch the economy explode, for crying out loud. You know, and the only people he can get over on is the dumbed-down, mind-numb American public. And what's really sad here, and I mean, I'm really saddened by this, because if you're right, I hope you're wrong, Steve, but if you're right and they convict this man, here's a man who's a great actor. I've seen him in a lot of movies. I like Wesley Snipes, and I'm a fan of his because he's taken the stand in doing what he's doing, and he's looking at 16 years in prison, which will ruin this man's career. And what is it? It's nothing more than a sacrifice, if you will, to scare, at this time of the year, just like you said, Steve, to scare the American public into going down and filing that tax return again. And it's absolutely abominable.
Yep. The IRS is not going to allow this guy to go free. I'm telling you right now. They are going to go after him. They're going to do everything in their power. They are going to threaten judges. They're going to threaten, if there's a jury involved, they're going to threaten them. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I don't know that they would need to, because when the judge puts out his jury instructions, and just like I said a few minutes ago, the fact of the matter is, when you start talking about this all capital letters thing, unless you look into it and look into it deeply like I have of late, you know, when I first looked at this 3 or 4 years ago, I said, this is nuts. That's crazy, you know. But then I started looking at the other commercial bills that I would get, whether it's credit card, mortgage payment, they're all capital letters. Why is that? Why is it that we don't get any kind of a utility bill, any kind of a credit card payment, anything that has to do with anything commercially? We never get it in small letters. It's all capitals.
Right. And
is there something to this, Steve?
Yeah, it's commercial law. And they set you up as a, you know, they take your name and then they use your name and they create an account. And because we're in bankruptcy, the Federal Reserve and all, I mean, it just... They set us
all up as a fictitious straw man corporation. And I remember back several years ago, I hired Otto Skinner, I believe it was his name, to pull a FOIA request on me for my master file. And he, you know, decoded my master file, and what it had said in there is that they had a code in there that I was transporting aviation fuel or something in a corporate capacity. And, you know, from what his take was on that it's the only thing that the IRS's computer will accept, because you have to be a corporation in order to fall under their guidelines. So it does make sense that if they have corporatized all of us, then yes, we all revenue laws are commercial. All laws are commercial. And it goes back to Sam Kennedy talking about these prisoners that sign off before they go to prison and they post performance bonds on them. And it's a very fascinating subject, and it really does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, have you ever looked at the signature line on your check with the magnifying glass?
I don't have a check.
I don't bank
anymore, but what? Why? What's on it?
Well, that little line is not a line. It's actually micro print, and on that it says authorized signature. Now, in order to be an authorized signature, you have to be part of a commercial endeavor. And so your checking account is actually a commercial account, and that's how the federal government can go after your checking account. That's why you can be garnished and all this other stuff with checks. If you look at that, look at the authorized signature. Anybody out there, look at it with a magnifying glass, and you'll see that it's actually type, and it says authorized signature.
Authorized signature. You know what? I'm going to take a matter of fact. Let's see. Authorized signature. Now, this is on any checkbook, right?
Right.
Okay.
And that's where you sign your name to it?
Uh-huh.
And take a look at it. Let me ask you
this question, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, because I know that there are some patriots out there that have made up a stamp that, you know, says sentient man or whatever. I mean, is there something that you can stamp on there that overrides that?
No. If you're using that document, you're stuck.
Okay,
really
so basically what you're saying is that if we have a checking account and we sign a check at all right, then we're basically admitting that we're a corporation. Is that right?
Yeah. We actually have plugged into their matrix or their system, and that's how they control us.
Well, that's something I didn't know. Okay, you learn something new every day, and I appreciate that. Anything else, Steve? We've got to go to a break real quick, and then
I just want to say, keep fighting for that Ron Paul. The man, I'm telling you right now, this with this election coming up, the debate tonight on CNN, it's going to be interesting because I think this is all going to come to a brokerage situation.
All right, I got to run, Steve. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the input. Be right back. Michael Herzog sitting in for Nailing John Stadman with National Intel Report. See you in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for Nailing John Stadmiller. I'm going to take a couple more calls here, and then I'm going to go back in. I want to read some more stuff. By the way, I just got an email confirming that, yes, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone. And the question was, does that count as a United States citizen? I wouldn't think so, but the truth of the matter is that John McCain has American parents, so yes, he is an American citizen. So that takes care of that, and thanks to Tim Wingate, the roving reporter, for that answer. Let's first go to Guy in Arkansas, then next it'll be Lewis in New Mexico. Guy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael, and surely I hope John gets better. If it's any commiserating comfort to him, a lot of us up here in northwest Arkansas are getting sick, too. I know quite a few people have gotten knocked down for several days in bed by this, whatever it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, Guy. If I get a call one more time from Michael asking me to do John's show. I'll do it, but then I'm going down to the store by a funnel. I'm flying back to Round Rock, Texas, and I'm going to have Sandra hold it, and I'm going to pour Cartavite down his throat, okay, because we need him back on the air. Go ahead.
Go. Yeah, my comment of today is with regards to all this IRS BS is simply this. First of all, they are committing illegal constructive fraud by illegal conversion of your name from lowercase to uppercase. So that in itself is a felony of illegal conversion. And if you look in your Black's Law book, you'll find illegal conversion. And even though it may not state a name, the intent there to deceive helps support that. So that, I think, would be a liable, a very viable defense to use. And not only that, but in contract law, it's a contract with no closure on your end. They assumed they, I don't care if you call it adhesive contracts, whatever, these contracts have no closure with your agreeing to terms. So with no two parties in total agreement to the closure of a contract, all contracts are null and void. And with that, I'll just throw it back on out there for everybody to chew upon.
I tell you, I wrote that down, and I'll look into that because I want to tell you a little bit after I take my next call. I had a nice and an interesting conversation with an IRS agent yesterday, and I'll share that with you after I go to Lewis in New Mexico. Lewis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's just me.
I've been doing a lot of study on this straw man thing, and the guy's right, Michael, writing on your checks. And somewhere I read, and it could have been some part of Sam Kennedy stuff a couple of years back, that if you put by, colon, and then sign your name, that indicates that you're not the straw man on the check where it's listed as your name on all caps, but you're a person. So that's what I've been doing, and I haven't been questioned on that. Also, what happens is they actually, when you get your Social Security numbers, when the conversion happens, and in fact, most of the birth certificates that were created sometime in the 60s will have all cap names too. So that it's a real deep subject and takes a lot of study.
Oh, it does. And you know, the problem is that the majority of the American people don't read, and then when you do read, you know, you wind up coming up with more questions, you know, and it just continues to force you to go down to different paths of investigation. And as we know, we have these patriots that stand up for the truth because we know there is no law. At least there is no law in the Internal Revenue Service regulations. However, there is a law in the UCC code when they fictionalize us.
That's part of the problem is that when you're standing before a judge, you're usually standing before an admiralty judge, and admiralty can only deal with corporations and companies. And so if you try to pull them over into an Article III court, which can only deal with citizens, then they have all kinds of problems. And they throw all kinds of wrenches in your way in order to pull you back over into admiralty.
But if you bring that out, excuse me for interrupting you, Lewis, but if you bring that out in the court like Sam Kennedy is talking about doing or that Randy Kelton has done, does it not cause their brain to spin and realize that they're dealing with somebody that's on a different level than most of the dumbed-down American public?
Right, but most people aren't on the level of Sam Kennedy. I'm certainly not. So when we stand before a judge, they always throw stuff back at you and pull you right back over into the admiralty court, which is where everybody seems to exist comfortably anyways. So that's where we screw ourselves, you know, through the jury system, because the jury doesn't know any better than this. So, you know, putting all this stuff on them just either makes their head spin and they just throw in the hat and say he's guilty, or they, you know, start to question things. And like one of your callers said, that, you know, somebody will intimate that they'll be audited or something, and they'll just kind of give up and follow the crowd.
Right. Yeah. No. Good point. Yeah. Okay. But I'll tell you what. I'm continuing to research this, and I had an interesting conversation yesterday with an IRS agent because I have my own problems behind the scenes going. And she made a statement to me that I thought was very, very interesting. because she was looking at my file that was in front of them, and she said, I'll tell you something off the record. And I said, what's that? And she says, any IRS agent that looks at your file is going to look at you like somebody who is deliberately thumbing their nose at the IRS, and that's not good. She says, I'll tell you something between you and I. And I said, what's that? She said, you must learn to play the game.
Right. And that's why first person a few weeks ago when you were explaining about the IRS agent that you went to visit was screaming at you because she, you know, thought you were trying to pull a fast one on them and she wasn't going to have anything to do with that. And of course, when you stood up to her, she doesn't know what to do.
Well, that's true, but I'll tell you what. I had about a 40-minute conversation. I'm not going to name the name of the IRS agent, but I will tell you, and I told her the same thing, and I thought I would never say this. This was the most pleasurable conversation that I had ever had with an IRS agent because this lady was truthful with me. She knew. I believe that she knew that ultimately – what's that?
Her eyes are starting to open up. That's correct.
Right. Yes, exactly. But then they have to make a moral decision as to whether they want to give up their $60,000-$70,000 a year, you know, which they're putting food on the table and have a mortgage, or whether they want to continue with the status quo. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the input, Lewis. Thanks for the call.
I'll let you go and get back to your story there.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to Jim in Utah. Jim, you're on with Michael, sitting in for John Statmiller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael. I missed part of your last caller. Well, you should look at the UCC code, particularly sections UCC 1308.
1308, okay.
Yeah, and UCC 1207. That is your UCC remedy.
Okay.
And then you look at UCC 1103, and that is your UCC recourse.
Okay.
So there is remedy and there is recourse.
Right. I had read, you know, this fellow up in Oregon, John Hoppe, had sent me information, and I had read on my show the remedy. And it's it's very, very complex, Jim. And you know, I'm not the sharpest marble in the drawer, and it takes me a couple times to get through this to really get my head around what's going on. But I believe, you know, that yes, this is the closest that we are coming now to ripping away the curtain. But also, not only that, not only does it take the education, but it takes the spine to be able to stand up to these people, and you have to know, you have to have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, and when the last caller we called in was talking about they continue to try to suck you in, you have to know and look for it and anticipate what they're going to say and have a rebuttal for it immediately.
That's true, but one other thing, you got to know who you are and what you're not. And that is the most important piece of knowledge you can have. Once you understand who you are and what you're not, they cannot touch you in their courts.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And evidently, Sam Kennedy has had a number of cases of people who have testified, who have come on his show and told the experience of what has happened when they stand up and do that. And I'll tell you, I'm fascinated by it. Yeah. Okay, listen.
Go ahead.
What's that? All right. I was going to say, anything else, Jim?
I've been listening to Sam Kennedy ever since his first program on RBN.
Have you?
And he's a very interesting person. And I have done more research in it. It's taken me 2 years to get my head around and get a grasp on what's going on. So it's not easy.
I was going to say, yeah, it takes time. You know, even for a quick study, it takes a lot of time to get your head around it because we've been propagated by, you know, these lies since we came down the chute from cradle to grave, for crying out loud. So you know, it's just a question of studying it, getting it down pat, and then using the information to our advantage. But with that, thank you for the call, Jim. I appreciate your input, and I'll let you go. Okay, and let's go to Carl in California. Carl, you're on with Michael.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Michael, your previous other caller talked about the line on your checking account.
Yes.
I am legally blind, so I have a lot of visual impairment type of magnification devices. An average person cannot see that with the average magnifying glass. So I put it under my super-duper magnifying thing, which can also almost read the dots of the prints of the color. And that does say authorized signature, all the way across that at the level of the dots for the color on at very, very tiny. You could not see it with a regular. I have an 8-power magnifying glass, and it still doesn't show up.
That's amazing. And the, you know, the previous caller that called in and said that he offsets that by writing the word by and then putting a colon there. And in your mind, do you think that that alleviates it?
I'm not sure. I don't know as much as all these other people. I've been doing studying, but basically I wanted to confirm that it does say authorized signature, and you could not see that most people cannot obtain magnifying devices through the drugstore or through their department store powerful enough to read that on that check.
And that is done, it's beyond nefarious. It is insidious what these people are doing to rope us in to, you know, their arena, if you will. And it's all it's smoke and mirrors, it's lies, it's deceit, it's the epitome of evil here, Carl.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for your input. I appreciate it, buddy. Okay. That fascinates me. I never knew that before, folks.
And well, now you have something to look into something. Why is
well,
it that way?
Carl, I've got a million things to look into, and I have to put it in priorities, but you can bet that's up there on the top of the list. And, yes, I don't have a checking account, but I'm going to start knocking on my neighbor's door to find out who banks because I want to take a look for myself. All right, anything else?
No, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call, Carl. I appreciate it. Oh, my gosh, it's my roving reporter, Tim Wingate. Tim Wingate, yes, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes, I am. How are you?
Well, I wanted to mention Tim Wingate's been my roving reporter here typing stuff faster than I can read it. But on the subject of, back to the subject of Wesley Snipes for a moment, I guess there has been limited reports on this trial, and they're calling it a tax evasion case, even though there's no counts of tax evasion charge?
Yeah,
what's
usual,
up with that?
It's the usual media slam. You know,
I haven't heard. Of course, I don't watch much TV at all. I don't have a TV, but you say they're flinging around terms like cult and anti-government and frivolous.
It's mostly in print media. I haven't seen actually. I don't watch much news on TV because it's just all fluff. You know, it's all sound bites.
Right.
But there has been some print media, and they're using the usual. Invectives against him, tax evader, tax protester, you know, this kind of thing. And his belief systems are similar to a cult. Of course, he was involved, I forget who it was, the organization that he was with and that he learned from. And just, you know, they try to paint it as if it's some kind of a religious thing. And of course, they don't bother to point out that belief in the other direction is just as faith-based as anything else. But yeah,
right. And also, you had put in here also in print that Wesley had warned that the IRS pursuit of such high-profile target will open the door for increased collateral risk. And he wasn't talking about kneecap smashing. He was talking about the trouble it would cause the IRS if they lost such a prominent case. However, I disagree with him in the respect that since what is being reported is that, you know, they're talking about tax evasion. So even if he were to win this, it still is not going to open up the eyes of anybody to this all capital letters thing.
Well, see, and even then, that's really not the issue. And I sent you a bunch of material on misname, misnomer. You know, I went through this whole thing as well. Stood up in court and said, you know, that's not me. This whole kind of thing. There's been plenty of court cases. See, you talk about playing the game, like that IRS agent was telling you. Learn to play the game. The fact of the matter is that the game is skewed. There are secret rules, secret ways of looking at things. I just sent you a bunch of stuff on the 1-207, which has now been changed, apparently, to 1-308. And this is the explicit reservation of rights within the Uniform Commercial Code that every one of the states has adopted. And in the Uniform Commercial Code, you have a way of reserving an explicit reservation of all of your rights, and it's performance or acceptance under reservation of rights.
Right.
And
it's very
simple. It's very straight. I remember when I first got into this about 20-25 years ago. I remember listening to Howard Freeman and Howard Griswold and all the guys who you know more or less discovered, you know, the whole UCC contraption underneath these courts of equity, because that's in essence what we're dealing with. We're not really dealing with courts of law. We're dealing with courts of equity. We're dealing with courts of commercial courts. And so this is all commercial law that we're following underneath. And these guys, you know, people were making up stamps, you know, 1-207, and people were making stamps with, TDC or some threat, coercion, and duress, and, you know, some of these goofy things when the statute itself just simply says you put without prejudice or under protest above your signature, and I suggest you incorporate it into your signature. And that's all that it takes to reserve your rights. Now, that just like with everything else, though, and the problem with this doctrine of latches and this doctrine of doing everything according to the rules is that you have to go to court to assert your rights. You have to go and be a belligerent claimant in person as somebody who's been wronged. And a lot of this stuff has to do with fraud, misrepresentation, and concealment. We've been fraudulently tricked into bad contracts, and we just don't know how to get out of them because we don't understand all the rules. And my argument, my point in all of this is the rules are arbitrary and capricious. At a certain point, we have to say, you know, we have so much legal entanglement, there is no way to get out from underneath them with all this legalities. We wouldn't be able to afford it.
All right, I'll tell you what, Tim, we're going to have to take a break here. I've got Rick in Nevada. Rick, stick with me. Tim, I'm going to hold you over for a few because I want to get back with you on a couple of issues, but I want to bring Rick in Nevada up after the break and get his input as well. So we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. Stick with us. Got a lot more to come. Be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Statmuller on the National Intel Report. Short segment coming up at the top of the hour here. And, you know, I'm going to bring another caller up, Tim, Rick in Nevada. But before I do, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people out there that are running to look at their checkbooks. And this is what I want to put out there. If you would do me a favor, since I don't have a checkbook, you guys, some of you guys out there that have a checkbook, go run and look at it. If you've got a magnifying glass, take a look at it. Call in and verify that this is indeed what's going on. With that, let's go to Rick in Nevada. Rick, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
I'll make this very brief. On a technical note, you might pass along the suggestion to your engineers that in the description field of your webcasting software, you might want to put in the telephone number and or, even better, the toll-free telephone number so that it shows up on Shoutcast. In other words, when people are browsing Shoutcast, they'll be more likely to call in if they see that number there, because their Skype software will highlight that number.
You know, that's a good idea. And Manny, if you're listening to that, Rick in Nevada just mentioned that, because I'm not a technical guy. I don't know anything about it, and I'm not at the network. But that's I will mention that to him, Rick. Yeah.
As promised, I'll get out of here now. Thank you.
All right. Very good. That's a good idea. I don't know, you know, what they have to do to put that on Shoutcast. But yes, there's a lot of people that go through there, and I've been into Shoutcast. I'm in there every day, Tim, and you know, I go in there and look, and you know, I'm perusing it, what the numbers are for different people and so forth. And that's a great idea, Manny. You want to make a note of that, if you would. Now, Tim, getting back to you, you had mentioned to me that several years ago that you had gone into court and you had argued that very premise on the capital letter thing. Is that right?
Yep.
Absolutely. And what happened? They threw you in jail,
you know,
and you got
they
out of
it. Ignored me.
They totally ignored you.
What
they say?
I had to say. Well, it was. They just. It falls under misnomer or mistake. It's a minor issue as far as they're concerned. See, it's not until you raise the issue about this commercial thing. That's why this business that you've been looking into, the stuff that Kennedy's been talking about, is very important, because it has to do with how to follow the rules to get out of the game. My issue is we shouldn't even be in a game. And they've constructed the rules in such a way that if you want to get out, you have to follow the rules to get out. And that's not the way that it is supposed to be. I didn't sign anything knowingly and understanding all the concepts and ramifications of this contract that whatever they're claiming we have.
All right, but let me ask you this, Tim.
No.
The caller that called in with the remedy, you know, UCC code 1-308, 1-207, and then the 1-103, the recovery. Yes, I agree with you, and all of us will agree with you, that we didn't opt for this stuff.
Right,
you know,
and these are things that if you got to sign your name to something, at least you have your explicit reservation of your rights to get out of that. The problem is, until enough Americans are willing to shake off this artifice, this capricious law system that has been imposed on us, it's going to continue on, because they will go through the machinations of their so-called legal system, and they'll follow their rules and stuff that you don't understand. You're talking about Constitution not being allowed in courtrooms. Napolitano did give the right answer when he pointed out that if it's something that has been already ruled on as not applying, then it's a frivolous argument.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We got a top of the hour break coming up, and then we'll be back in the second hour. Hang with me. I got more callers on the line, but you're welcome to hang around, Tim, and we'll kibitz about this a little bit. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Statmuller, National Intel Report. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, folks. Feel free to call in with your question and comments about this. Get your checkbook out. Take a look at it, and if you've got a magnifying glass, and call in and let me know if you see what they see. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes, and we got a whole bunch more, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.